Unit 1. Lesson 1. Pupil's Book. Page 8. Activity 3. Look and match. Listen, check and repeat.
1.
Waistcoat.
2.
Tie.
3.
Cardigan.
4.
Leggings.
5.
Baseball boots.
6.
Tracksuit.
7.
Polo shirt.
8.
Jeans.
9.
Top.
10.
Tights.
11.
Belt.
12.
Sweatshirt.
Unit 1. Lesson 1. Pupil's Book. Page 8. Activity 4. Listen and do the vocabulary quiz.
1.
Men and boys usually wear this when they want to look smart. They wear it around their neck. It's long and thin.
Tie.
2.
You wear these on your feet. They're light and comfortable. You can wear them to do sport too.
Baseball boots.
3.
You wear this around your waist. It's often made of leather. It's long and thin, and it holds up your trousers.
Belt.
4.
Girls wear these on their legs. They're usually made of cotton, and they're very comfortable. They can be long or short, and they're a bit like trousers.
Leggings.
5.
You wear this on your body. You wear it over a shirt or a t-shirt. It hasn't got any sleeves.
Waistcoat.
6.
You wear this to do sport. It's got two parts, a jacket or a sweatshirt, and a pair of trousers. And it's very comfortable.
Tracksuit.
7.
You wear these on your legs. They're often blue and the material is very strong. Boys and girls wear them.
Jeans.
8.
This is something that you wear above the waist. It can have short sleeves, like a t-shirt, or long sleeves, like a shirt.
Top.
9.
You wear this on the top part of your body. It's like a sweater, but it's got buttons at the front.
Cardigan.
10.
You wear this on the top part of your body when it's cold and when you do sport. It's casual and it's very comfortable. It's made of cotton.
Sweatshirt.
11.
This can be casual or sporty. You wear it on the top part of your body. It's made of cotton. It's got a collar and it's usually got short sleeves.
Polo shirt.
12.
Girls wear these to cover their legs and feet in the winter. They wear them with a skirt or a dress. They can be different colours.
Tights.
Unit 1. Lesson 2. Pupils' Book, page 10. Activity 1. Look at the photo. Can Nico ski in the autumn? Read and listen to find out.
Hi, Nico. Did your friends like the t-shirts?
Yes, they did. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Do you usually wear t-shirts?
Yes, I do, but I'm not wearing one now. I'm wearing my ski clothes.
Your ski clothes? But it's autumn. You can't ski in the autumn.
You can in Switzerland. Some ski stations are open all year here.
That's incredible. Are you wearing a helmet?
Yes, I am. I always wear a helmet and I always wear goggles to protect my eyes. Look!
What a great photo! But how can you use your phone when you're wearing gloves?
It's easy. My gloves fasten with Velcro, so I can put them on and take them off really quickly. Velcro is a really cool material. I'll send you some information about it.
Unit 1. Lesson 2. Activity Book. Page 7. Activity 3. Listen and complete the notes.
Upton Sports Centre, can I help you?
I'm interested in some ice skating lessons for my daughter.
That's no problem. How old is your daughter?
She's 10.
Let me see. We've got ice skating lessons for children on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Which day is best for you?
She's got a swimming lesson on Monday and she usually has homework on Wednesday. So I think Friday is best. What time is the lesson?
It's at 5 o'clock. No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. The lesson is at 6 o'clock for 10 to 12-year-olds.
And who's the teacher?
The teacher's name is Penny.
How do you spell that, please?
P-E-N-N-Y.
That sounds great. How much does the lesson cost?
Lessons are £10 an hour for adults and £5 an hour for children.
Perfect. Does my daughter have to wear any special clothes for the lesson?
She needs to wear warm clothes, of course, and she must wear gloves to protect her hands.
We'll be there at 6 o'clock on Friday. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Unit 1. Lesson 3. Pupils' Book. Page 11. Activity 2. Listen and read.
A brilliant idea. This story begins in Switzerland in 1948. Georges de Mestral, an engineer, takes his dog for a walk. He's wearing woolen trousers and a woolen jacket. Georges walks through a forest with his dog. There are lots of wild plants and flowers.
Follow me. Good dog.
After the walk, George notices that there are seeds on his woolen clothes and on the dog's fur.
Oh dear. These seeds are very difficult to take off.
He's very curious about the seeds, so he looks at them under a microscope.
How interesting. They've got lots of tiny hooks.
George invents a material that has got the same tiny hooks as the seeds. The material can stick together, but people think it's a silly idea.
This material is too heavy and it isn't pretty enough.
George works on his invention for 10 more years. He uses nylon, which is strong and light. He calls the new invention Velcro.
What a brilliant idea!
Now, people all over the world use Velcro. You can find it on all kinds of clothes and shoes. Did you know that astronauts have got a piece of Velcro inside their helmets so they can scratch their noses?
Unit 1. Lesson 3. Activity Book. Page 8. Activity 2. Listen and complete Jess's story review. Write one word each time. Circle the correct number of stars.
You have to read this, Callum.
What is it?
It's a true story called A Brilliant Idea.
That sounds good. What's the story about?
It's about a Swiss engineer called Georges de Mestral.
An engineer? Does he invent something?
Yes, he does. The story begins when he takes his dog for a walk through a forest. When he gets home, he finds seeds all over his clothes.
Seeds?
That's right. Anyway, Georges looks at the seeds and finds out they have got lots of hooks on them. So, he starts thinking and invents a new material that has hooks too.
That's clever. Do people like the material?
No, they don't. But George doesn't mind. He carries on working and decides to make the hooks with a new material called nylon.
Really?
Yes. And 10 years later, George creates Velcro.
Wow! So, Velcro's got lots of hooks on it?
That's right. Now millions of people all over the world use Velcro on their clothes.
What's your favourite part of the story?
That's easy. It's the fact about astronauts. Do you know that astronauts have got Velcro in their helmet?
That's cool. So, do you recommend the story?
Yes, I do. I think the story is really interesting and I give it 5 stars.
5 stars? I'm definitely going to read it now.
Unit 1. Lesson 4. Pupil's Book. Page 12. Activity 1. Listen and read. Act out.
That story about Velcro is really interesting. Are you wearing any Velcro, Jess?
Yes, I am. I've got some on my watch strap.
But your strap is too big. Your watch will fall off.
Don't worry. I can make the strap smaller.
Be careful. The strap isn't big enough now.
You're right.
Can you change it again?
Yes, of course. It's perfect now.
Unit 1. Lesson 4. Pupil's Book. Page 12. Activity 5. Listen and read. Why is a part of each word underlined? Listen again and repeat.
Trousers. Sweatshirt. Enough. Cardigan. Comfortable. Fashionable. Unfashionable. Uncomfortable.
Unit 1. Lesson 4. Activity Book. Page 9. Activity 3. Where's the stress? Write the words in the chart. Listen and check.
1.
Trousers. Sandals. Bracelet.
2.
Umbrella. Pajamas.
3.
Cardigan. Fashionable. Uniform.
4.
Uncomfortable. Unfashionable.
Unit 1. Lesson 5. Pupil's Book. Page 13. Activity 1. Look and match. Listen, check and repeat.
1.
A short-sleeved T-shirt.
2.
A long-sleeved T-shirt.
3.
A striped dress.
4.
A flowery dress.
5.
Tight trousers.
6.
Baggy trousers.
7.
A patterned tie.
8.
A plain tie.
Unit 1. Lesson 5. Pupil's Book. Page 13. Activity 2. Listen and match the names to the children.
Hi, Laura. Look at this picture of my friends.
That's nice. What are your friends' names?
Their names are Andy, Karen, Sue, Harry and Jack.
Which one's Andy?
He's the one who's wearing a shirt and a tie.
Oh yes, I can see him. He's wearing a patterned tie and a plain shirt.
That's right. Andy loves smart clothes.
And which one's Karen?
She's wearing casual clothes. She's wearing flowery leggings and a baggy sweater.
Oh, yes, I can see her now. She's wearing baseball boots too.
Yes, Karen's very fashionable.
So the girl who's wearing a striped T-shirt and a long skirt is Sue.
That's right.
What's the name of the boy who's wearing shorts?
The one wearing a T-shirt or the one wearing a sweatshirt?
The one wearing a sweatshirt. The plain sweatshirt.
That's Jack.
What's the other boy called?
He's called Harry.
I love his cap.
Yes, it's great. Harry often wears a baseball cap.
What a great picture. Thanks for showing it to me.
You're welcome.
Unit 1. Lesson 6. Activity Book. Page 11. Activity 3. Listen and complete the advert for a hagfish t-shirt.
Be the first to buy an amazing hagfish t-shirt. It's available in 6 amazing colours. Red, black, purple, white, blue and grey. And there are 3 sizes you can choose from. You can buy a small, medium or large size. The large size is perfect if you prefer wearing baggy clothes. The material is soft, light and very resistant, and it's easy to wash. Just put it in the washing machine with the rest of your clothes. A hagfish t-shirt usually costs £10, but today, and today only, there's a special offer. You can buy 1 t-shirt for £10 and 2 t-shirts for £15. That's right, 2 amazing hagfish t-shirts for £15. To order, you need to phone this number, 685524. Here's the telephone number again, 685524. Don't wait. Phone now for your own amazing hagfish t-shirt.
Unit 1. Lesson 8. Pupil's Book, page 16. Activity 2. Listen to the conversation. What's Julia's favourite item of clothing? Why?
That's a nice t-shirt, Julia.
Oh, thanks, Anna. It's new.
Is it your favourite item of clothing?
No, my favourite is my hat.
A hat? Really? What's it like?
Well, it's grey and it's made of wool. But the best thing is the pattern. It's got a face on it.
A face? No way!
It's a bear's face. And it's got pom-poms for ears.
Ah! When do you wear the hat? I've never seen it.
I usually wear it when I visit my grandparents. They live in the mountains and it gets really cold there.
Really? Where did you buy it?
I didn't buy it. It was a birthday present. I love it.
Why do you like it so much?
Well, it's soft and warm and it looks great too. Anyway, what about you? What's your favourite item of clothing?
Oh, I love my new baseball boots.
Unit 1. Video and 21st Century Skills. Activity Book, page 15. Activity 1. Listen and look. Which is the children's design? Tick the items of clothing.
Why don't we enter the design competition, Max?
Good idea, Amy. What do we need to do?
We need to design a new sports kit for the basketball team. I've got some sketches of my ideas. Look.
They're great.
Thanks, but we need to develop them. Look at the t-shirts. Do you prefer a plain t-shirt or a pattern t-shirt?
I prefer a pattern t-shirt. What about you?
I prefer a pattern t-shirt too. Do you like the striped t-shirt or the other one?
I don't like the other one very much. It's too strange.
I agree with you. I think the striped one is better.
But how can we make it special?
We can draw a star on the front. Look.
That looks great.
Thanks. Here are my sketches of shorts. I like these plain white ones.
Oh, I don't. They're too light. I think a dark colour is better.
Let's have the black shorts then.
Okay. Now we need to choose the socks.
I prefer short socks.
I agree. Long socks are too uncomfortable.
There are plain black or plain white socks. Which ones do you prefer?
I prefer the white socks.
Me too. That's it. We've designed a new basketball kit. We've got a striped T-shirt with a star on the front, dark shorts, and plain short white socks.
Excellent. I hope we win.